You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Wednesday. You know what that means? It's the middle of the week. It is like halfway to the weekend. That means it's Camel Day. Hit it, man.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! that's my favorite.
What's that clip from?
It's from a commercial that was on. I've forgotten even which product was actually advertising it, but the camel's walking through the office going, Mike, what day is it? You know, anyway. Yeah, welcome to hump day. Welcome to it. And oh, by the way, happy Valentine's Day to all you ruffians out there. Oh, how romantic that I even just said that. Big Rig's on the board. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It was a good morning. Had Valentine's with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Toys and candy everywhere. So
destruction.
Yeah.
Sugar rushes. Mm-hmm. People falling out, getting crazy.
It was a good morning.
It was a good morning? Good. I'm glad. I miss having little ones around the house.
Yeah, it's crazy.
they come in for Christmas and they head back out. But anyway, and we just got news, by the way, that they will be moving closer. So we are ecstatic.
That's good.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show. Oh, my gosh. What a show. Like, how do we even keep up? How does one radio show do this much stuff? I have no idea. Starting at 2:30, Congressman Gary Palmer is going to call in, talk to us about the impeachment vote of Alejandro Mayorkas last night. So, yeah, 2:30 p.m., Congressman Gary Palmer. 3:30 p.m., U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville's calling in. That should be great. And then 4 p.m., you know the deal, it's Wednesday, so it's Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. We'll do that at 4 o'clock. I mean, that's a full show, and there's still allegedly a triple dipper embedded in all of it, so hit the dippers, man.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, very first one, in conjunction with our conversation with Congressman Gary Palmer, taking action is what I'm calling it. People have been wondering, when's the House going to do something? Well, I mean, I'll be honest, it's not something you rush into, but they did it last night for only the second time in the history of the United States. Articles of impeachment have now been referred to the Senate on a cabinet member. This is no small thing. This is huge. This is an asterisk on the resume of Alejandro Mayorkas, I'm just going to say. So that happened last night. We'll talk with Gary Palmer, Congressman Palmer, about where it goes from there. Number two on the triple dipper, cacistocracy. Cacistocracy. This is the cacistocracy, the idea that we are a nation run by the least competent of our citizens. Cacistocracy. I got examples that will boggle your mind. Like, this is not woke world. This is government stuff actually happening to people, right? And so, yeah, we're going to talk about that. Number two on the triple dipper, cacistocracy. And then number three, I haven't gotten to it yet. It's a story that's still developing. I added more to it today. Turning left on Israel. Yeah, that's what's happening right now. The left is turning on Israel. A turning left on Israel. That's where we are. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. Latest developments. What are they finding? What's Netanyahu saying? What is the U.S. government saying? Why are we saying it? Israel, one of our greatest allies, and in the Middle East of all places, turning left on Israel. That's number three on the triple dipper. Can we possibly get through all that? I have no idea. If we don't, fear not. We will be back tomorrow. All right, let me jump over here to my opening monologue, the Right Side Way monologue every single day, sponsored for you by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama. I'm talking places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week. They will see all ages, and they are indeed the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So let me just say, At some point late in yesterday's show, the lovely Charlene sent me a text that I didn't even see until later. It came in during one of our on-air discussions about the frustrations and the concerns that are rightfully evident about Biden's mental capacity to serve as president. The text that I missed from Charlene simply said, quote, "This will be a good time to remind people about God being in charge no matter what." Wow. She nailed it. This will be a good time to remind people about God being in charge no matter what. I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in expressing our concerns or just outright complaining. It's a natural reflex to feel the tension that surrounds us and to either bow up or bow down. Fight or flight, right? But what about peace? Can we look at the world around us and actually sleep well at night? So I'm here to tell you that, yes, we can. Peace that makes no sense. Peace that helps us sleep through the storms. Speaking of which, I had an experience once that was pretty epic. It was a physical storm, a real one, that I was caught in. It was during the swamp phase of Army Ranger School. We spent weeks in the North Florida swamps near Eglin Air Force Base. After a while, when you've been living in the outdoors for some time, you can feel changes in the weather, but there was one particular night patrol where it didn't take anything special to feel the weather. It was the most bizarrely terrifying storm I have ever been in. We were patrolling somewhere in the swamps, knee-deep and then semi-dry land, and then ankle-deep and then mud and then more semi-dry land. And we'd been given multiple safety briefings about what we were supposed to do if certain things happened. Snakes, alligators, injuries, weapon safety. And one of the safety briefings was what to do in the event of a lightning storm. In the event of a lightning storm, we were told to download all of our metal equipment and step away from prominent trees. Okay, sounds good. But y'all, Ranger School is also a course where if you lose a piece of equipment, you can be kicked out. So we all took that with a grain of salt, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, all of our equipment, including our weapons, was actually tied to us with cords that we called dummy cords. You didn't just drop your gear. But then there was that night in the swamps. Now, I had seen lightning before, but nothing, and I mean nothing, like what I saw that night. At first, it was kind of like heat lightning. The sky was lighting up, but there was no thunder. Then it became more frequent. It was like watching flashbulbs on cameras going off at some kind of major Hollywood event. Flash, 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 flash. And then the flashes became prolonged, almost like the sky was being lit up by searchlights, and there was still no thunder, no rain, no wind. Just ever-increasing flashes of extended lightning. And then the wind kicked up. And then all of a sudden it was gale force wind, and I mean out of nowhere. The lightning got even more intense to the point that it was making the hair on your neck and arms stand up. And it was late at night, but we were walking around like in a perpetual strobe light. I told someone later on, at some point it almost felt like we were inside the lightning. And then the rain came down like nothing I've ever seen. Now, listen, we had Ranger instructors who walked the training lanes with us, but I have no idea where they went. Because suddenly, I couldn't see more than 5 feet in that storm. And y'all, I'll be honest with you, it's Ranger School, so we were exhausted. We were in this storm, and all I could find was four other guys from my squad. And I remember that we were like huddled up together in the pouring and howling rain and wind, and we could see each other occasionally in the strobe light lightning flashes. And somebody yelled out, "What do we do?" And there was a pause, and I believe it was me. I yelled back, "Ground your equipment." And then another pause, and then the lightning flashed again, and suddenly we all had our knives out, and we were cutting dummy cords as fast as our rain-soaked hands could do it. And then I grabbed my buddy by the shoulder and I yelled, "Grab your poncho!" And I kid you not, we both grabbed our ponchos and we did what soldiers have done for years. We sat down in the mud in what we like to call a rucksack flop. Just sat down, leaned back on our rucks, pulled the ponchos over our heads, and immediately fell asleep. Y'all, I got more sleep that night than I had in weeks. We slept for over 4 hours sitting in the mud with a storm raging all around us and the wind whipping and the lightning flashing. When we woke up later on, the sun had finally come up. It looked like a bomb had gone off. Downed trees, limbs and debris, gear and weapons laying everywhere, and bony Rangers sleeping in the mud. It was great. And I mean, I needed that sleep. And I was better off for it. We all were. Just sleeping in the storm. But how do you sleep in a storm like that? Because it was a true physical sleep. But how do we sleep at night with what some of the world is going through right now? What about storms that don't have actual wind and rain and lightning, but they are still storms that can rock our world or raise our tensions or stress us out? It's a fair question. And I'm not going to pretend that I don't sometimes lose sleep over business or life or world events. I do. But lately, I've been stuck in one passage of Scripture that makes it real clear that it is possible to actually sleep, physically sleep, in the middle of storms. I've been stuck in Psalm 3. It's a little 8-verse passage of Scripture in which David is dealing with some major storms of life. I've been reading it in various translations and commentaries, dissecting it, trying to think through it. And in Psalm 3, David's own son has betrayed him and is chasing him with every intent of killing him. We're talking about things like betrayal, threat of death, loss of friends, no idea who to trust. But in Psalm 3, verse 5, David, after talking about all that, said, "I lay down and slept. I wakened again, for the Lord sustains me." He lay down and slept. Yep. He lay down and he physically slept, not metaphorically, not as an analogy, but an actual physical sleep. And we don't know where David was at this time, but it's likely that he was in a cave or an encampment, on the run, exhausted, beleaguered. But he slept. And in the middle of it all, the Lord sustained him. Just prior to that verse is the key. See, in Psalm 3, verse 3, David, who had just made note of all the people turning against him, said, "But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head." So on this show, I'm going to always unapologetically give you my conservative views. I will do what I can to call balls and strikes on politics and culture and life in general from a conservative viewpoint. And I will tell you straight up that sometimes it wears on me too. Sometimes I go home and I would just rather not watch the news in the evening because I'm just tired of it. And life can get tough and business can get rocky and stress can get real and even tangible. And I have no idea sometimes what to do next. But then I remember that in spite of everything, God is still on his throne. He is my shield, my glory, and the lifter of my head. And I have slept through storms in my life, both real and figurative. Storms in relationships, storms in finances, storms in politics, storms in public opinions, lightning, rain, wind. And I lay down and I slept, and I wakened again, for the Lord sustains me. So I'm just here to tell you, Charlene's text was spot on yesterday. And I'm telling you right now, God is still on his throne. And we are going to get through all of this, every bit of it. You make sure you get some sleep. We might need it. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, bless the Lord. And yes, and I'm serious. When I say that storm was unnatural, it was weird. It was like a storm from Mars. And I literally just sat down in the mud, put a poncho over my head, and just slept. And I'm telling you right now, that was a real thing. But on the storms of life, it's the same thing. And David said that in the middle of everything else, he slept and God sustained him. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.